go a little early for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Okay, so a lot of gossip today, but also there were the Critics' Choice Awards last night. The 31st Annual Critics' Choice Awards were held last night. Here's the major winners of TV and film.
And the Critics' Choice goes to Noah Wiley.
Ray Sehorn.
The Pitt.
Jesse Buckley.
Timothée Chalamet. Marty Supreme.
One battle after another.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got more Timothée Chalamet in the Kardashian alert later. Just wait for it. Chevy Chase says he endured physical abuse from his mother and stepfather during his childhood, according to a new documentary that premiered January 1st on CNN. Maybe that's why he's so mean, because he was mean in that documentary. Actor Will Ferrell continued his quirky hockey traditions by showing up at the recent Los Angeles Kings game dressed as an NFL referee.
Bit of a different look for you tonight. What's with the get up here?
I'm just, I've always been in support of the NHL referees. In fact, I trained two of the guys out here. They're two of my prize students, Brandon and Francis. They're calling a heck of a game. Yeah. Heck of a game.
So he was at the Kings Flyers game last year as a disheveled Buddy the Elf. Mickey Rourke has turned to GoFundMe to help stave off eviction from his Los Angeles home after falling nearly $60,000 behind on rent. And music icon Billy Joel returned to the stage on Friday in Wellington, Florida, to perform two songs at the town's 30th anniversary celebration. He was using a cane, and this marked his first live appearance since his May 2025 diagnosis with NPH, which is what my mother has, and it is very debilitating. The Stranger Things finale made as much as $25 million in theaters. Meanwhile, the Prince songs Purple Rain and When Doves Cry got a streaming boost from the show. After fainting and hitting her head on a boulder in Hawaii, Marvel and Lost star Evangeline Lilly confirmed she sustained brain damage from a TBI.
Bad news about my concussion. A lot of you asked how I'm doing, and the results came back from the scans, and almost every area in my brain is functioning at a decreased capacity. I do have brain damage from the TBI and possibly other factors going on.
Y'all, Natasha Richardson died from a fall like that, so... Speaking of, Matthew Perry's grave now has a marker that references Friends. Retired Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce is investing in a hot sauce.
Bam! 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 Hey sauce! Hey sauce! Pow! Pow! Flavor! Pow!
It's New Jersey's Hank sauce. Okay there, Jason. And we got a dirt alert. Tom Brady is reportedly dating 25-year-old influencer Alex Earl. She has a massive social media presence, especially TikTok's Get Ready With Me trend. She earns hundreds of thousands of dollars per Instagram post. She has high-profile partnerships with cosmetics companies and even Super Bowl ads. Do I know who Alex Earl is? No. Do I care? No. And we got a Kardashian alert. Okay, listen closely, y'all, because Timothée Chalamet won at the 31st Annual Critics' Choice Awards last night. And y'all, he declared his love for Kylie Jenner after winning Best Actor.
I love you. I couldn't do this without you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. She mouthed it back. I know y'all are excited about that Kardashian alert right there.
What can I say except you're welcome?